Final score from Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished Finn Harps 2, Athlone Town 1. So another good result for Harps, another victory, and that win moves them up to 6th place in the First Division table. And perhaps more importantly, they close the gap on the playoff places to just 4 points. Treaty United hold that final playoff spot, but they are on their way to a heavy defeat against Dundalk. Last we heard, it was 7-0 down in Limerick as the game was in injury time. So the leaders, really impressive tonight. And Harps play Treaty United here in Balbuffet next Friday night, so that sets things up nicely. Harps could be just a point outside the playoffs come this time next week. As it was tonight, well, Harps were in front on 28 minutes through Conor Tourish, a corner kick from the right hand side from Gavin McAteer all the way to the back post. Conor Tourish unmarked, rose highest, and his header looped in at the back post to give the home side a deserved lead. They had chances before that, as did Athlone Town. One gilt-edged opportunity came their way early in the contest. Gideon Teta seemed certain to score, but he was denied by a last gasp saving tackle from Harps midfielder Oran Brogan, who had chased back, got himself into position and made a brilliant block. Gavin McAteer had a shot saved by the Athlone Town goalkeeper, who also denied Anzin Bongo, who was in on goal, but the goalkeeper spread himself well at Axworthy Duggan and he made the save. It was a good game, good first half. Harps led at the break by a goal to nil, and they doubled their advantage on 68 minutes when Anzin Bongo fired in past the goalkeeper. A brilliant finish. He was in on goal. It was one of those situations where he ran onto a ball over the top. A couple of Athlone Town defenders were back, including Adewale, their left-sided midfielder, and you would have thought he would have got the better of Mpongo, but he showed all his confidence and control and his strength to hold off the Athlone Town defender, and he smashed the ball in home to make it 2-0. He had been denied just a couple of minutes earlier by another fine save, this time by the legs of the Athlone Town goalkeeper. Athlone, though, got themselves back into the contest with 12 minutes of normal time remaining when one of their second half substitutes, Dean Williams, scored, and that made it 2-1, and it set up what could have been a nervy finish for Harps. But Athlone Town didn't do their chances any good when they went down to 10 men. Their midfielder Kalendi Tiam was sent off for a second yellow card, this time for a bad challenge on Harps midfielder Oran Brogan. So with the 10 men, Athlone Town didn't really cause Harps any real problems in those closing stages and never really looked like forcing an equaliser. So Harps won again. It's been another good night. Next up, as I say, they have Treaty United here in the league next week, and of course we have that FAI Cup quarter final to look forward to against Cork City in early September as well. So the Harps, their good form continues. It's been another good night here in Balbuffet, where it's finished Finn Harps 2, Athlone Town 1.